many professionals were never taught how to fully assess tongue tie, and families are often left trying to reach their breastfeeding goals without the support they actually need. If feeding feels harder than it should, I don't want you to be alone. I wrote Tongue Tie for Parents to help you understand what's happening and how to move forward with a clear, thoughtful approach. It's the same guidance I would give you if you were sitting with me in my office. It takes a holistic, functional view, guiding you through what to look for, how to think about next steps, and what actually helps. Available now on Amazon. Link is in the show notes. Welcome to the season marking 4 years of the Tongue Tie Experts podcast. I'm incredibly grateful for what this space has become. What started as a simple idea to create thoughtful, evidence-based, and multidisciplinary conversations about tongue tie, infant feeding, and airway-centered care has grown into a global community of professionals who are committed to doing better for babies and families. Over the years, I've had the honor of sitting down with parents, lactation consultants, dentists, birth and medical professionals, therapists, researchers, and educators from around the world. Together, we've explored the science, the controversy, the clinical nuance, and the very real human stories that live at the heart of this work. My hope has always been that this podcast supports you in thinking critically, collaborating confidently, caring more deeply, and helping more people. If you're new here, welcome. I'm so grateful that you found us. To those of you who have been listening, sharing episodes, and sending messages over the years, thank you. Your support is the reason this podcast continues to grow. To our guests and sponsors, special thanks to you for your incredible contribution to this mission. Let's see how long we can keep this going. Please click, follow, leave a rating or review, and share with a colleague. It truly helps this podcast reach more who need to hear these insights. Now, let's get into today's episode. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Tongue Tie Experts podcast. If you're new here, I'm Lisa Palladino, registered nurse, certified nurse midwife, IBCLC, and the founder of the Tongue Tie Experts podcast, where we talk about the real, clinical, functional, and emotional aspects of caring for babies with oral restrictions and the families who love them. Today's episode is a little bit different because today I'm sharing something publicly that until now I've mostly taught inside my private trainings and professional education programs. And I'm excited about this one. Because over the years, one of the biggest questions I hear from professionals is not just, how do I identify a tongue tie? It's this, how do I think through these cases? How do I know what to do first? How do I avoid missing something important? How do I support families without creating fear? And how do I balance all the conflicting information out there? And the truth is, the problem is often not lack of knowledge. The problem is lack of a framework. So today, I want to introduce you to the framework I use in my own clinical thinking. I call it the CAREFUL framework, CAREFUL, and we'll go through what each of those letters stand for in this episode. So why does this matter? Why is it important to have a framework to take care of these families? And you notice I say to take care of these families, not just to take care of this tongue tie. That's a hint and a clue to how I frame these cases. Tongue tie is more visible right now than it ever has been. Parents are searching, providers are trying to help, there are more conversations happening across disciplines. And that's a good thing. But along with the visibility has come a lot of confusion. We see conflicting recommendations from different organizations. We see strong opinions on social media. We see families receiving very different explanations depending on which provider and which type of provider they see. And too often, the conversation becomes very focused on anatomy. What does the frenum look like? What type is it? What classification is it? But feeding is not just anatomy. Feeding is function. Feeding is a relationship between a parent and a baby, and good care requires something more thoughtful than just looking at a mouth. That's where the careful framework comes in. The careful framework reflects the way I have learned to think through these cases after more than 3 decades of working with babies and families. This framework isn't just about tongue tie. This framework is about dyad care, specifically supporting families with lactation difficulties. It's grounded in clinical experience, evidence-based care, interdisciplinary collaboration, and the midwifery model of care of which all of my practice is based. And it's important to say this clearly. This framework is not a checklist. It's a clinical reasoning process. It helps you slow down enough to ask the right questions, to look at the whole picture, to support families thoughtfully, and when professionals use a framework like this, something really interesting happens. Their confidence grows. Not because they suddenly know everything, but because they have a way to think. So let's talk about the careful framework. The reason I chose this word is very intentional, because this work requires us to be careful. Careful listeners, careful observers, careful communicators. And when we are careful, families feel safer. They feel heard, they feel supported, and outcomes improve. So careful stands for C for concerns, A for assessment, R for relate, E for educate, F for function, U, understand, and L for listen and loop. So let's walk through this together. C for concerns, because everything starts with concerns. Before we examine a mouth, before we start thinking about anatomy, before we start forming clinical opinions, we listen. We ask about the parent's experience. We ask about the feeding journey. We ask about their goals and what is worrying them. Because the parent's concerns should guide the consult, not the other way around. And when families feel truly heard at the beginning of the visit, everything else becomes easier. A is for assessment. Assessment is not just looking at the mouth. A true assessment looks at the whole picture. We observe a feeding, we look at positioning, we're looking at latch, we think about milk transfer, we consider maternal aspects, including the symptoms she feels. We notice body tension in the baby. We pay attention to baby's reflexes and regulation. And yes, we assess oral anatomy and function. But we do not reduce the visit to a quick glance under the tongue, because babies are not just mouths, they are whole bodies. And feeding is a whole body activity. Assessment can mean different things depending on your scope of practice. And in my scope of practice, it includes a physical assessment of mother, infant, and baby. But you have to stay within your scope, and we're getting to more about that later in this framework. So we've done C, we've done A, now we're up to R. R is for relate. And this is one of the most important steps. This is where clinical reasoning really comes in. We relate the symptoms to possible causes. Just because a tongue tie exists does not mean it is the cause of every feeding challenge. So we ask, do the symptoms actually match what we are seeing? Is the restriction we are seeing affecting function? Could something else be contributing more significantly? Other things that may be contributing: supply issues, positioning challenges, body tension, flow differences in mom's milk supply, neurological factors, etc., etc., etc. This step protects families from unnecessary intervention, and it protects providers from guessing. Have you ever found yourself thinking, do I actually know enough about tongue tie to assess this baby, to talk to this family, to know what should happen next? If you've ever had these thoughts, our newest program, The Confident IBCLC, was created with you in mind. And it's open to anyone who works with babies and families. You don't have to be an IBCLC. This is a 1 hour live, low cost, high impact training for anyone working with babies and families who wants more clarity, stronger clinical reasoning, and more confidence around tongue tie and feeding concerns. This masterclass is here to quiet that imposter syndrome that's been whispering in your ear and to remind you that you are capable, qualified, and needed. You can sign up right now at tonguetieexperts.net. The direct link will be in the show notes. Okay, let's keep this on track. We're talking about the careful framework, and the E in careful is for educate. And in my opinion, education is one of the most important roles we play no matter what our scope of practice is, because families are often overwhelmed. They are searching for answers. In many cases, they have already heard several different explanations or maybe even dismissals. So our job is to explain what we see clearly and calmly, not with fear, not with pressure, but with context. We validate their concerns. We explain possibilities. We talk about options, and we help families make informed decisions. When education is done well, trust grows immediately. This is why my most popular aspect of the Professional's Guide to Tongue Tie maybe the education packet that I include. I have 9 downloads that I've developed about education of different aspects of tongue tie, from symptoms to how to prepare to aftercare, because we want to be able to send our families home with important, valid, evidence-based protocols in their own point of reference for them to use to help them make informed decisions. We don't want to just give them a diagnosis and tell them what they have to do. We want to make this as easy as possible, and we want to put the decision-making into their laps. They are in charge of their baby, and they have to feel empowered with this decision, not afraid of it. While I am doing this in my office, what I often do is bring my families through that process of relating, that we use that R for relate, and I explain to them how I'm relating or how they can relate what their baby is experiencing based on what I am seeing and assessing. When you relate and educate together, families feel supported. And that's the goal of all this, right? The goal is not a released frenum. The goal is a family that's meeting their own goals and feeling good along the way. Okay, so now after educate in the careful framework, we have the F, and F is for function. How can we improve function right now? What can we do? Can we optimize position? How do we support the latch in a better way? Can we improve milk production or milk removal? Can we address tension or regulation? Does this mean that we need to teach this family how to bottle feed and pump intermittently before the release? How do we get this family to the best function possible today, right? And sometimes improving function dramatically changes the feeding experience even before any procedural decision is made. And this is important because our goal is not simply identifying structures. Our goal is supporting feeding. Now we're up to you. And you, in careful, is for understanding. We need to understand our own role and refer. No one professional can do this work alone. Good tongue tie care is always interdisciplinary. That may involve lactation consultants, dentists, doctors, body workers, speech therapists, occupational therapists, pediatricians, and others. Part of being an excellent provider is knowing your scope. And I know that I haven't listed everyone. Please, if you don't hear yourself in that list, forgive me. It's almost impossible to always list the amount of professionals that could be involved in taking care of this diet. But no matter what your title, part of being an excellent provider is knowing your scope, knowing what you can address, and knowing what collaboration will help a family. Ethical referrals strengthen care. They don't weaken it. And when I am seeing a client, I ask their permission to share their information with the collaborators that they are referred to and decide to use. And then I ask if it's okay to discuss their case with that provider. I ask them to let me know who they spoke to, and I always try to collaborate with the people that they are seeing besides me so that we can make a good plan together as a team. So the final letter is L, one of my favorite letters. You can guess why. But with L in the careful framework, it's for listen and loop. Care does not end after one visit. Care does not end after a procedure. Families need follow-up. They need reassessment. They need support as things evolve. So we keep listening. We keep reassessing. We adjust the plan when needed. And this ongoing loop is where trust is built. It's also where many of the best outcomes happen. When professionals use a structured framework like careful, something shifts. Families feel supported instead of rushed. Providers communicate more clearly. Interventions become more thoughtful. Teams collaborate more effectively. And professionals feel less pressure to guess, because they have a process. They have a way to move step by step through complex cases. There's another piece to this too, and it's something we don't always talk about openly, but it matters. When you approach these cases with clarity, your reputation grows. Families trust you. Other providers trust you. Referrals increase. Not because you are louder or more extreme, but because you are thoughtful, because you are steady, and because families feel safe in your care. So this is the careful framework, a way to slow down, a way to think clearly, a way to support families with both compassion and clinical reasoning. And I'm really excited to finally share this more publicly, because I believe this kind of thoughtful approach is exactly what our field needs more of. Not more noise, not more extremes, but more careful care. This is just a framework. This obviously is not exactly what to do with every dyad, and it certainly doesn't include the extreme amount of details that are involved in caring for a family who is suffering with any kind of symptoms related to breastfeeding or infant feeding. But I hope that it gives you a foundation. I hope that you can take away a system that helps you to consider and carefully, pun intended, get through these cases. If this episode resonated with you, I hope you'll share it with a colleague, because the more we strengthen the way professionals think about these cases, the better outcomes we will see for babies and families. And that's always the goal. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Tongue Tie Experts podcast. This podcast is meant for education and conversation only. It is not medical advice and does not replace formal education, professional training, or individualized care from a qualified healthcare provider. Always seek appropriate guidance for individual concerns. The views and opinions shared by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the host or Tongue Tie Experts. Many professionals were never taught how to fully assess tongue tie, and families are often left trying to reach their breastfeeding goals without the support they actually need. If feeding feels harder than it should, I don't want you to be alone. I wrote Tongue Tie for Parents to help you understand what's happening and how to move forward with a clear, thoughtful approach. It's the same guidance I would give you if you were sitting with me in my office. It takes a holistic, functional view, guiding you through what to look for, how to think about next steps, and what actually helps. Available now on Amazon. Link is in the show notes.